أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان وآتينا داود زبورا ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك من قبل ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك وكلم الله موسى تكليما رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل وكان الله عزيزا حكيما لكن الله يشهد بما أنزل إليك أنزله بعلمه والملائكة يشهدون وكفى بالله شهيدا إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله قد ضلوا ضلالا بعيدا إن الذين كفروا وظلموا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم طريقا إلا طريق جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا.
Indeed, we have sent inspiration to you as we have sent inspiration to Nuh and the Nabis that came after him. And we had sent inspiration to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub alayhim salam and their progenies, and Isa, Ayyub, Yunus, Harun and Suleiman alayhim salam, and we had bestowed the Zabur to Dawood alayhim salam, and there were some Rasuls whose stories we have related to you, and there were others whose stories we have not related to you. And Allah Ta'ala had spoken to Musa alayhi salam directly. Rasuls had come to give good news to those that are obedient and righteous, and to warn those who reject, that mankind may not have an argument against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the coming of the Rasuls. And Allah Ta'ala is exalted in might and full of wisdom. But Allah Ta'ala is a witness to the revelation that He has sent to you. He has sent it down with His knowledge. And the Malaika also bear witness. And enough is Allah Ta'ala as a witness. And those who reject and turn people away from the path of Allah, they have strayed far, far away. And those who reject and do wrong, Allah Ta'ala will not forgive them, nor will He guide them to any path except the path of Jahannam to dwell therein forever. And this is quite easy for Allah Ta'ala. From the time of Adam alayhi salam till Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, it was a period for man to be perfected in knowledge. Man had just landed on earth and there was a need for him to learn. So the knowledge was perfected by the time of Nuh alayhi salam. Hence, when the process of knowledge is perfected, then comes the time for exams. Then comes the time for the trial. Hence you see, the trial starts off at the time of Nuh alayhi salam, when these people had no excuse, knowledge had been perfected, all information had been released. The facts were before mankind. Now after the facts have come to mankind, then too he rejects, then he is inviting trouble for himself. So the trials had come, and then we see in the floods how these people were destroyed.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ.
O mankind, the Rasul has come to you with truth from your Rabb. So believe this will be better for you. If you do reject, then to Allah Ta'ala belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. And Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing, full of wisdom. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say anything about Allah Ta'ala except that which is true. Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam, was only a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala and his word, which he bestowed to Maryam, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah Ta'ala and all his Rasuls, and say not three, say not Trinity, desist, this is going to be best for you. Allah Ta'ala is only one. Glory be to him, he is far exalted from having a son. He is far exalted above having any son. To him belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth, and Allah Ta'ala is sufficient to carry out all his affairs. A Rasul comes, Mubashirin wa Mundirin, they come to give good news. Those that obey and follow, then there is good for them. Those who reject and they deny, then they are inviting divine wrath. So this is the mission of a Rasul. Mankind wants to see that this is a Nabi or not. So obviously the procedure of this world is we want witnesses. For any claim that is made, then person is put into the box and he is required to present the witnesses. Once he's provided proper, correct witnesses appropriate to the occasion, then we will give the case in his favor. We will rule the case in his favor. So the Rasul comes claiming that he is an apostle of Allah Ta'ala, sent by Allah Ta'ala. It is required of him that he furnishes a proof. So Allah Ta'ala bestows him with divine miracles. So miracles come as a proof for the truth of the Nabi. So when that proof is dynamic, it is substantial, it is great, then man must accept, he must submit, and he must continue. But if he challenges this, then there must be some reason for him challenging. If he says that I need a certain witness and a certain proof, that only if I see this type of a witness, then will I accept, then this is being biased, he's being prejudiced. He doesn't have the right to ask for a witness of his choice. The witness must be acceptable generally, overall, by the court, by normal human standards, it must be acceptable. So the Nabi, every Nabi was given a Rasul, was given a proof according to the circumstance that he was in. And that was substantial, it was great, enough for people to accept. But then there were those that defied and said, no, we need this type of a witness, we need this type of a proof and this type of a miracle. Really, they had no intention to accept. Their intention was not to accept, rather to ridicule and as a sports and entertainment. So a Rasul doesn't come for sports and entertainment as a pastime. He comes with a mission. The people of the book, they had committed excesses in their religion. The Jews, the excesses are quite apparent, quite clear, that they claimed exclusivity for themselves, a group given to racialism. They felt that Jannat was exclusive to the Jewish race, the Bani Israel. Then they rejected Isa alayhi salam, and they murdered Anbiya, and they attempted to kill Isa alayhi salam as well. So these were the excesses of the Jews. Then the Christians, the excesses was that they overdid it, they overstepped the mark in exalting Isa alayhi salam to the level of divinity and God, saying that he is God or the Son of God, or he is one of the Holy Trinity. So this were their excesses. And then they had also claimed that Isa alayhi salam was a kafara, was an atonement for all the wrongs of mankind. The concept of individual wrong, individual responsibility had been deleted from the entire religion. So these were the excesses that were of the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. So Allah Ta'ala says to them, Isa alayhi salam was no more than a Rasul and a word and a spirit proceeding from him. That is, unlike a normal human being, where everything, we do believe everything happens with the word of Allah Ta'ala, with his command. But in this world, for things to happen, then Allah Ta'ala creates certain means. For brightness, Allah Ta'ala creates the sun. For rain, Allah Ta'ala creates the clouds. Then these, the apparent means, and Isa alayhi salam was born against the apparent means without the normal cause. So he was born just with the word and the command of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, he is known as the Kalimatullah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had warned the Ummah that don't you overstep the mark like the Christians had overstepped the mark where they had claimed that he is the God or he is the Son of God. For I am Abdullah wa Rasulu, I am the slave of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul, so say Abdullah wa Rasulu, that he is the slave of Allah Ta'ala as well as he is his Rasul. So don't go over the mark. You need to respect and you need to exalt the Nabi, but within the framework that the Nabi has taught you, not of your own understanding and reasoning. In tahu khayral lakum, then desist from all this shirk, this is going to be best for you, for Allah Ta'ala is just one. Isa alayhi salam, if you feel that serving Allah Ta'ala is something lower than one's dignity and something that is lower than one's honor, then Isa alayhi salam never felt ashamed. He never disdained being the slave of Allah Ta'ala, nor do the malaika that are closest to Allah Ta'ala, they also do not disdain and feel embarrassed in worshipping him. And remember, whoever disdains his worship and is too arrogant of himself, then Allah Ta'ala will gather these people to Jahannam altogether. He will gather them to himself altogether. Those who believe and do righteous works, then he will give them their rewards, their dues, and he will give them increase out of his grace and bounty. Those who disdain and are too arrogant of serving Allah Ta'ala, then he will punish them with a grievous punishment, and they will find no protector and no helper for them against Allah Ta'ala.